Preparedness, by Georgia Barrett. Everywhere the cry is preparedness and conservation. Conserve the nation's resources for future generations and present emergencies. The Lord Jesus said, "The children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light," Luke 16:8. God has put within reach of every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ unlimited resources for every need and every emergency, for every attack of the enemy, and for every doubt and temptation, a test for every doctrine and experience, a knowledge of His will and His purpose. Yet, the saints are unprepared for scriptural and acceptable service, and unable to stand in these troublous and skeptical times. Many of the saints, and also many of the recognized leaders and teachers, have become disqualified to use these mighty and all-sufficient resources, and to withstand the assaults and strategy of the common enemy of God and man. They have been unfaithful and indifferent to the resources that God has provided, and blind to the power and strategy of Satan, the slanderer. They have not allowed for the weakness and insufficiency of the flesh, but have depended on their own qualifications and wisdom. They have been blind to the will and purpose of God. Therefore many of the saints and the whole professing church are being swept from the foundation truths of God's Word. God's Word says, "We are not ignorant of Satan's devices," 2 Cor 2:11, "The flesh profiteth nothing," John 6:63. "Lean not unto thine own understanding," Proverbs 3:5. "The wisdom of men is not the power of God." Christ sent me to preach the gospel, not in wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made void, 1 Cor 1:17. "And I, brethren, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the mystery of God," 1 Cor 2:1. "And my speech and my preaching was not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God," 1 Cor 2:4,5. "Our sufficiency is of God," 2 Cor 3:5. "We are complete in Christ, in whom are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily," Cor 2:3,9,10. "In order to be prepared for every emergency, for spiritual work, service and warfare, we need to know our standing in Christ and our relationship to God. Our past, we were children of wrath by nature," Eph 2:3. "We were enemies of God," Cor 1:21, Rom 5:10. "We were children of Satan, and taken captive by him for his will," John 8:44. 2 Tim 2:26. "We were subjects of the kingdom of darkness," Cor 1:13. "We were unable to please God," Rom 8:8. "We were without Christ, without hope, and without God in the world," Eph 2:11,12. "Our present, our standing, position and relationships are entirely changed, all is new," 2 Cor 5:17. "All is spiritual and heavenly," Eph 1:3. "All is on resurrection ground," Eph 2:6, Cor 3:1. "All is of faith and according to grace," Eph 1:6, 2, 7,8. "All is in and for and through Christ Jesus," John 1:16-18, Rom 1:36, Eph 3:16-21. "We were crucified with Christ," Galatians 2:20. "We were raised with Christ," Cor 2:11-13. "We are seated with Christ," Eph 2:4-6. "We are translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love," Cor 1:13. "We are not of the world even as He is not of the world," John 17:14. Galatians 6:14. "Whilst through living in the world," Cor 2:20-23. "We are to walk in newness of life," Rom 6:4. We are not to walk as the Gentiles walk. Eph 4:17-24. We are the circumcision who worship God in spirit, rejoicing Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in flesh. Phil 3:3. It is only by the Spirit that we can accept of and understand spiritual things. For they are foolishness to the foolish man. 1 Cor 2:9-16. We are in the world but not of it. Therefore we are to obey and honor those in authority, to obey the laws and to pay taxes, but not to be a part of the world system. Rom 1:3, 1-7. Titus 3:1. Our citizenship is in the heavenlies. Phil 3:20. Our blessings are in the heavenlies. Eph 1:3. Our position is in the heavenlies. Eph 2:6. Our warfare is in the heavenlies. Eph 6:10-18. Our warfare is not carnal. 2 Cor 1:0-3-5. Our weapons are spiritual. The Word of God, Eph 6:17, Cfheb 4:12, John 6:63, Jer 2:3-28:29. So far as our physical life is concerned, we are strangers and sojourners in a foreign land and in the usurper's kingdom, and if faithful to our home government, we will not be very welcome nor popular in the enemy's country. 1 Thess 2:14-16. Christ the Son of God was rejected in the world he had made, and by his own people, because they were ignorant of God's word. John 1:11. Paul was an ambassador in chains. Eph 6:20. Col 4:18. Everyone that liveth godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Tim 3:12. God's word our preparedness. We are to hold forth the word of light and life. Phil 2:16. We are to be as sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, shining as luminaries in the world. Phil 2:14:15. We serve the Lord Christ. Col 3:24. He is Lord of heaven and earth. Acts 17:24. Col 1:16. He is Lord of the living and the dead. Rom 1:4-9. He will be Lord of lords and King of kings. 1 Tim 6:15. He has triumphed over all the power of the enemy. He will conquer every foe and all will yet be put under his feet. Phil 2:9-11. Eph 1:10. 1 Cor 1:5-24:28. Therefore we always triumph in Christ. 2 Cor 2:14. Therefore we fight from victory and not for victory. God's word prepares and fits us for every emergency, every good work, every trial and temptation, and every assault of the enemy. 2 Tim 3:16. Eph 6:17. It is living and powerful. Heb 4:12. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. PSA 119:105, 2 Pt 1:19-21. If we study it, and rightly divide it, we are skillful workmen and approved of God. 2 Tim 2:15. Therefore if we are faithful and take heed to these truths, we are fully prepared and our resources and energies are conserved. We are sure of victory and God's commendation. 1 Peter 1:8. 2 Tim 3:14:15. 1 Cor 1:5-58. Concordant Publishing Concern.